Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week.
Hello all, and welcome into the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week we're doing poems about planets. We've done stars, and the ocean was a pretty big one, and planets just felt like the next thing. I was kind of hoping to do them on specific planets, which I might still do, but, you know, I found ones on multiple planets, and I was like, ooh, I want to kind of, like, leave it open. Anyway, before I waffle on about why I chose the subject, let's actually get into poems about it. Okay, so the first poem that's in my little planets episode today is Pluto Shits on the Universe by Fatima Ashgar. On February 7, 1979, Pluto crossed over Neptune's orbit and became the eighth planet from the Sun for 20 years. A study in 1988 determined that Pluto's path of orbit could never be accurately predicted. Labelled as chaotic, Pluto was later discredited from planet status in 2006. Today I broke your solar system. Oops, my bad. Your graph said I was supposed to stop and make a nice little loop around the Sun. No. I chaos like a motherfucker. Ain't no one can chart me. All the other planets, they think I'm annoying. They think I'm an escaped moon running free. Fuck your moon. Fuck your solar system. Fuck your time. Your year ain't shit but a day to me. I could spend your whole year turning the wind in my bed, thinking about rings and how Jupiter should just pussy out on up and marry me by now. Your day? That's an arsewipe, a sniffle. Your whole day is barely the start of my sunset. My name means hell, bitch. I am hell, bitch. All the cold you have yet to feel. Chaos like a motherfucker. And you tried to order me. Called me ninth. Somewhere in the mess of graphs and maths compass, you tried to make me follow rules. Rules? Fuck your rules. Neptune, that bitch slow. And I deserve all the sun I can get. And all the blue-gold sky I want around me. It is February 7th, 1979, and my skin is more copper than any sky will ever be. More metal. Neptune is bitch sobbing in my rearview, and I got my running shoes on, and all this sky that's all mine. Fuck your order, fuck your time. I realigned the cosmos. I chaosed all the hell you have yet to feel. Now all your kids in the classrooms, they're confused. All their clocks wrong. They don't even know what the fuck to do. They gotta memorize new songs and shit. And the other planets, I fucked their orbits. I shook the sky. I chaosed like a motherfucker. It is February 7th, 1979. The sky is blue gold, the freedom of possibility. Today I broke your solar system. Oops, my bad. Yes, I know this poem feels very foul-mouthed and whatever, but it, like, each use of each swear word feels percussive, almost. I love the idea of Pluto as this sort of uncontrollable, untamable, rebellious spirit in the universe that fights for what it gets and cannot be, like, controlled or understood fully by anyone but itself, and even itself it doesn't fully understand. I like the way it insults other planets. I like the fact that it's from Pluto's perspective. I like the bit at the end where it's like, your kids are confused. Because I think for a lot of people that's in historical memory. I mean, it certainly is for me. Not historical memory, like personal memory. And like thinking back on it, for how many people that are still around, is it within living memory that Pluto became one of the planets, and then 20 odd years later they retracted it, probably close to 30. But like, it's just such an interesting way to represent this change and to like represent this planet which is so distant from us that like, it just, you know, we're not even talking about trying to touch it. I mean, it's not technically a planet anymore. It's not classified as a planet anymore. But you get my meaning. Like, just this feisty little thing fighting in the back of the universe to get sunlight. I just love it. Our next poem is a fairly different vibe. But it's Dispatch from the Edge of the Universe by Leslie Young. The first time I tell someone I've thought about ending it is right after the first time someone tells me they've thought about ending it. And here I thought I was the only one thinking that, and the only one feeling that. So far flung, like Pluto at the edge of the universe, still thinking it is somewhat something important, while back here on Earth we lop off peas and everything with Neptune, an ice giant swallowing up cold, drowned gods, a big brotherly shadow to spin in. I say, Pluto could have been our underworld, could have been our true home. Why can't sad people have nice things? They say, nah, it's still out there, 3 billion miles away, colder than ever, spinning 5 moons to our one. Who says that's not significant? Dwarf planet or not, Pluto's still bad, all that nitrogen and methane trapped in a glacier bigger than Texas. Listen, those of us who live at the edge know what the rest don't. How to brave the cold, how to brave the dark, how to keep turning towards the sun, how to let rays reach you, how to let the ice melt, how to let the light in. The first time I tell someone I've thought about ending it is right after the first time someone tells me they've thought about ending it. And here we are, suddenly feeling hopeful. Did I pick two poems that center around Pluto and Neptune? Because I think they are distinct, recognizable planets, and that's why people are recognizing their importance. Mostly, you know, Pluto is important for its history of the way we have treated it, and just like, anyway, before I waffle on, this poem is so, so good to me. Like, to me, this is a good representation of that feeling. Like, that line is like, that third stanza where it says, and here I thought I was the only one thinking that, the only one feeling that, is a very, like, reminiscent vibe to me, personally. And I think it is a hopeful poem because it is, like, this recognition of these are two people having this conversation and saying, don't you feel like that lonely planet that no one recognizes as a planet anymore? And it's like, well, no, because I'm still striving for the sun. If I am that planet, then I'm still striving for the sun. I am still seeking that warmth. And it just, like, it felt sort of like a perfect metaphor I'd never considered before. Just, like, beautiful. And, like, that final line, and here we are suddenly feeling hopeful, just, it just hit me right in the feels, like, square in the chest. So I just wanted to share it. You know, I don't have anything deep, insightful to say about, like, the technique or anything. I mean, it has, you know, sections that repeat. The first time I tell someone is right after the first time someone tells me is a repetition, which I think is, like, so, so good to bring it back to this idea that it's not about the planets, it's about, like, feeling like that and using that as the metaphor, but bring it back and grounding it in the reality of the moment and what's actually going on, is a lot, and I love it. It's not that long of a poem, but really, like, I read it and I just felt the air leave my chest, and I was like, yeah, that's the one. That's it. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys for coming along on this ride, on what turned out to be the Pluto and Neptune episode, so I will probably have to go back and do the other planets. I say go back. I'm actually, in introducing next week's episode, I'm going to show you that there is some continuation of the theme. I'm doing poems about Earth. Not intentionally, I was looking for poems to do for this podcast, as I occasionally do, in some of the various collections of poetry I own. I was looking for inspiration to sort of, like, pick a new theme for next week's episode, and I found a poem that I really liked about Earth. But I will be sharing next week, so I will not spoil the surprise for those of you waiting. But yeah, so Earth is next week's theme. Please come back and enjoy it. I'll be here waiting, I guess. See you then. Bye.